Hello and welcome to episode 15 of the Decatur Dish Show. My name is Dan Wisenhunt. I am editor and publisher of Decaturish.com, which is based in DeKalb County. And since we cover news in DeKalb County, we invited Dorian DeBar, president of the Decide DeKalb Development Authority, to talk to us today about what's going on with economic development and business in DeKalb County. Dorian, how are you today?
Dan, I'm doing great, and thank you for having me, and thank you for what you do at the Decaturish.
Well, thank you, and thank you for battling all that traffic to get down here today. It was a little bit of a mess. Mm-hmm. So the way the show works is every week we get together with our media partners at Atlanta News First. We get together here every Tuesday, and at 12:30 we talk about all the important news that's going on in DeKalb County. And so with that little intro out of the way, I want to start just by asking a really simple question of Dorian, which is, what is Decide DeKalb?
So, Dan, again, thank you, and thank you for that question. So, Decide DeKalb is a quasi-governmental agency responsible for economic development in DeKalb County. So what does that mean? We are responsible for driving economic prosperity throughout all of DeKalb County and also making sure that our 800,000 citizens participate in that economic prosperity. So when we're talking about through all of DeKalb County, we want to make sure that the tax base is increased, which means more taxes for the municipalities throughout all of DeKalb County, as well as we want to make sure that residents in DeKalb have access to high-quality, high-paying jobs throughout all of DeKalb County. And we do that in a number of ways, and there are three pillars for us as an organization. One, we want to drive economic growth through business attraction, business retention, and also expansion. So when we're talking about attraction, Dan, we want to make sure that businesses know that DeKalb County exists and that it is a great place to do business. So we're largely responsible for that. We also want to make sure that businesses currently in DeKalb County feel welcome in DeKalb County. They have the resources and support to grow in DeKalb County. We want to make sure that they remain in DeKalb County. And so we have a very robust business retention program. Beyond that, also expansion. So again, for those businesses already here, we want to make sure we give them the support and tools to expand and grow. We want them to grow from a five-company business, a five-employee business, all the way to a 500-employee business, and maybe even a 5,000-employee business. So that is really a supporting what we do and how we drive economic prosperity in DeKalb County. I'll give you an example of expansion, a really recent one that I'm really proud about that my team in Decide DeKalb was a part of. It was an expansion of a company located in the city of Tucker. Their expansion resulted in hundreds of new jobs and also new employees and also a higher wage for all of those existing and new employees and a new skill set in advanced manufacturing. So that's kind of speaks to what we're able to do in our role here at Decide DeKalb Development Authority. And beyond that, I want to kind of go a little bit further and say that we've been extremely successful at Decide DeKalb since 2019. Extremely, extremely successful, and economic development is really a team effort. It's not just Decide DeKalb Development Authority. It takes a host of people, a host of organizations, and a lot of partnerships to get this done. I have an amazing staff at Decide DeKalb. I have an amazing board of directors chaired by Don Bolia. But beyond that, we also have DeKalb County government, our local cities that are all throughout DeKalb County. We're all collectively working together to make sure that DeKalb County is a prosperous place for all. And this and our efforts and our work over the past few years is just a mark of that success and just a mark of those partnerships. And so we're happy to be here. And again, Decide DeKalb, we're driving economic prosperity in a meaningful way in DeKalb County and have been for the past few years.
So I want to touch on something you just said, which is grow the tax base in DeKalb County. Mm-hmm. One of the most powerful economic development tools that Decide DeKalb has is tax breaks or tax abatements, whatever word you want to use for it. So can you talk to us about how tax abatements can grow the tax base in DeKalb County? And walk us through your process of deciding which entities and projects qualify for those incentives.
So good question, Dan. So I want to make one clarifying point. So at Decide DeKalb, we have a host of tools. It's not just property tax breaks. We also have tools called tax allocation districts. We also have funding from the federal government that we could flow through a project that makes sense. And so as with any job that you undertake, you want to make sure you have the right tools for that job. So when a company comes to Decide DeKalb and decides that they want to either grow or relocate to DeKalb County, we take a look at what they're offering. We take a look at the industry. And we put all those together to determine what's the best tool for that. Sometimes, Dan, the tool is just back to what I was talking about. leaning on those partnerships we have as an organization to make sure that they have the sewer, the water and sewer capacity. And so huge shout out to DeKalb CEO Michael Thurman for making it a priority, one of his first priorities when he came into office almost 8 years ago, to really make sure that our water and sewer system was robust enough to take on new economic development projects. And so it could be as simple as that conversation and just leveraging that tool. So we have a host of tools, and so we go through a robust process to determine which tools should be utilized. And then after we determine which tools should be utilized, we take it through the process, we discuss it with all of our partners, and we also bring it to our board for a recommendation, and then we typically move forward if it makes sense. But I tell you, as we sit in this seat and with my staff, our recommendations are typically very robust, and always robust, and we always make sure we do the best for not only the company, but also DeKalb County and the residents.
Well, let's talk about one of the biggest projects that Decide DeKalb has been involved with recently, and that is North DeKalb Mall, soon to be renamed Lula Hills, but I don't know if that's going to stick because everyone just thinks of it as North DeKalb Mall. What, in terms of, I think it was a $70 million, $78 million abatement, where does that rank in terms of the abatements that you've done in DeKalb County? I imagine it's up there. I don't know how it ranks, if it's like in the top five or top ten.
Another good question. So let me say, Lula Hills and the former North DeKalb Mall, you're talking about a former suburban mall that was opened in 1965 in Central DeKalb. I could imagine in 1965, this is a huge deal. And I think we all started to see the decline in malls around the early 2000s. So for almost 20 plus years, we've known that this asset exists in Central DeKalb, and how do we turn it into a higher and better producing asset? And going back to my earlier comment, Dan, when you're talking about the tax base, we want to make sure it remains robust, and we want to make sure it remains diverse. And so with this, we've always been focused on how do we redevelop North DeKalb Mall into a better and higher use. And also going back to my earlier comments, it takes partnership and growth, right, and some intentionality from all the stakeholders. So we've created this place in DeKalb County whereby everyone wants to participate in economic development, and we've created an environment that makes it easy to do business in DeKalb County and also to thrive in DeKalb County. So Edens, the developer, took on this site, I think, in 2019 with an idea to do a robust economic development project that involved mixed use. And so as soon as that project was notified, and as soon as we knew that Edens was looking at the site, we decided, hey, how do we leverage Edens, and how do we leverage this project into something more than just your typical mixed-use development? How do we make it robust? How do we add connectivity with trails? We have robust trail systems all throughout Metro Atlanta. How do we connect Central DeKalb to that? And so thinking through that process, we created what we call a tax allocation district, and we called it the Market Square Tax Allocation District. This TAD, Dan, is what supports the Edens project. It's not a tax discount. It's not a tax abatement. It's a property tax. It's a tax allocation district. Similar to other tools that they have across the region. The Beltline comes to mind. That's a tax allocation district. So you utilize this tool that's afforded to authorities such as Decide DeKalb to bring robust economic development. That's what we've just done. So this is going to be a mixed-use development of hotels, retail. Also, you're talking about more retail and then more housing. So all of this is coming to it. And again, that connectivity is super important, and it's going to drive that as a regional destination here in DeKalb County. But beyond that, I want to take this point, Dan, to kind of also mention another very fantastic project that we also supported on the northern side of DeKalb County over at Assembly. Another close to $1 billion economic development project that is going to be a destination here in DeKalb County, and we're certainly excited about our support there. And again, to my point, we have all these different tools, and the tools we used there was basically our relationships in order to see that project become a success.
And full disclosure, Assembly is part of Gray Television, which owns A&F, and if you haven't been by there, it's great. It's an amazing site out there.
It is.
I was going to the Chamblee City Council meeting the other day and noticed it, and it looks real nice. Film is up and coming in DeKalb County, and so It makes sense to invest in that. Getting back to the scope of North DeKalb Mall for just a second, though, where does that project rank in terms of, I hate to do a top five, but it's significant. It's generationally significant, no?
Absolutely. Is generationally significant. I would say, you know, you're talking about, since 2019, again, we've done some fantastic projects. Assembly comes to mind. North DeKalb Mall is close. I think it's about a little bit over $800 million last I saw the projected cost. And then beyond that, I do want to take this note and that in South DeKalb, we supported the largest economic development project in the history of South DeKalb with the expansion of Shadowbox Studio. So you're talking about thousands of employees coming in and out of South DeKalb each and every single day to support that development, and it's something we're definitely proud of. So we're rocking and rolling in DeKalb County.
How are you tracking that? When we talk about the number of jobs that are created through these various economic development initiatives, how are you measuring success? Are the people who get the are part of the TADS or what have you reporting that to you? Are you going out and asking them for that data? How do you track the success of what you're doing?
So it's a combination, and I like to call this a moving target. So there are always going to be jobs. It'll be a little bit higher, might be a little bit lower, plus or minus a few hundred, right? Because these are huge developments. And so when we support these developments, or even when these businesses are already here, we ask that question sometimes. But ultimately, Dan, we understand the private sector. And when the private sector spends close to $1 billion to employ 2,000 people, they intend to employ 2,000 people at these wages that they've told us. When they spend $1 billion, they want a return on that investment. So it's pretty easy to see. If I see the built environment, if I see this come up out of the ground, I'm pretty sure they're going to employ those folks. And we remain in contact with these organizations. And again, we want to make sure they have the workforce. Workforce is super important here in DeKalb County. And they tell us their workforce needs. And we definitely plan and make sure that our folks have opportunities to work in these different industries and at these different developments.
So it sounds like it's kind of self-reported. They're giving you their word, and you're assuming that they're doing it? Or how does that work?
No, it's not. They're giving us their word. We do ask in certain cases, but again, it's a moving target. And for us, we want to make sure that once they are in the ground and the development has been created, then I think it's reasonable to know that those folks are being employed there. So it's not self-reporting, but we do ask in cases.
And what happens if they don't live up to their commitments?
So if they don't live up to their commitments, with respect to some of our deals, it's easy as this. So when you're talking about, in certain cases, it's an investment into the ground. And if that investment in the ground doesn't happen, the tools that we might have used for that particular project won't be utilized.
So I want to talk about something that is important to me because I'm a parent within the DeKalb County school system, mm-hmm. and that is the schools. But walk me through the thought process here, and I want to use an example. When I was in Tennessee, I covered an economic development group in Hamilton County. And one of the things that they did early on, because you remember they brought the Volkswagen plant up to Chattanooga, mm-hmm. which was a big deal. And as part of that, they said on the front end, school taxes are off the table. We will not do anything that would take revenue away from the school district. But that's not the way it works in DeKalb County. So why is that?
So clarifying point, remember I mentioned earlier about we go through a robust project here at Decide DeKalb. So if we decide to utilize that particular tool, which provides a discount to on property taxes, we make sure at the end of the day that DeKalb County schools or any taxing jurisdiction is made whole. So when we say made whole, we're not taking away. We're actually adding to the bottom line of that entity, and we go through a whole robust process that's very defensible and is done by an independent organization. And so when we utilize this tool, which is not very often, that's the process we go through.
When you say independent organization, can you elaborate on that a little
bit? So we engage with independent folks to take a look at the projects that come to Decide DeKalb when we utilize that tool. So we're not doing it in-house. We're doing it independently.
So can you give me an example? Is it like a company or a consultant?
Yes.
Or?
Yes, it's a consultant, yes.
I got you. And is that's done through, how do you find that company or that consultant who can come in and give you that independent analysis?
So this consultant and these consultants have a history doing this sort of work, and they look at the task digest. They say, all right, with respect to this task digest and with this project coming online, how much is it going to cost the public sector to provide public safety? How much are you going to add in new taxes? And we look at that number. And if so long as it's a net positive, it's a win for DeKalb County, we recommend the project.
So are there any representatives of the DeKalb School Board that are the DeKalb School System on the DeKalb Development Authority Board?
Currently not today, but, you know, again, we're a relatively new organization. And as we continue to grow and expand in our scope and our efforts, I think that's worthwhile of a conversation at a future date.
So you say you're real estate. So you started in 2019?
No, I started with Decide to Cab in 2016. But I became president in 2019.
When you say new, how new are we talking about?
2014 is when Decide to Cab was established as a quasi-governmental agency.
What was there before 2014?
It was the Development Authority of DeKalb County, which was a department in DeKalb County. But under the leadership of the then CEO, Lee May, he decided to roll it out so it would look a little bit more robust and be a lot more efficient.
Sorry to get on that tangent. I was just curious. We talked about potentially getting a board member on Decide DeKalb, who's a school district representative. What are some of the other initiatives Decide DeKalb has going on with respect to the school district? Are you doing anything along the lines of job training, maybe recruiting graduates to work in some of these film studios, things like that?
So, clarifying point, as we continue to grow, there definitely needs to be a conversation with respect to representation on our board. We hadn't quite decided, gotten to that point yet, but I just want to make that clarifying point. But to your point and to my earlier comment, Dan, economic development doesn't happen in a vacuum. It requires partnerships, and we have great partners across the board in DeKalb County. DeKalb County Schools is one of our greater partners, and we've recently partnered with them and created a program in DeKalb County called Made in DeKalb. So MADE stands for Manufacturing Advanced Industries. And what the idea, Dan, is that we want to connect DeKalb County schools and those folks teaching the curriculum with the private sector. So when they're talking to each other, we can create more robust programming and making sure that the pupils and the students of DeKalb County have different options. And some of those options would require them being employed by industries already in place in DeKalb County. So we're connecting the dots in a meaningful way to make sure that once a student graduates from a high school, Towers High School in DeKalb County, for example, that they not only have the option of going to college or even Georgia Piedmont Technical College, which is also a great institution in DeKalb County, but that they can be employed in these industries we already have in place. So that is a Made in DeKalb program. We're looking at more initiatives with DeKalb County Schools, but again, they're a great partner. We communicate with them about our activity and what we're doing as an organization, and we're glad about our partnership.
So is Decide DeKalb only focused on unincorporated areas, or do you serve cities at all?
We serve the entirety of DeKalb County and 800,000 residents, and we work closely with our cities who also have their own hyper-local, hyper-focused economic development organizations and arms, and we work closely with those folks, similar to the way that Decide DeKalb works with the state of Georgia, who's a great partner, who's a great leader in terms of economic development here in the state of Georgia. We work with them as well.
So how is it different? Because a lot of cities have their own development authorities.
Correct.
They have downtown development authorities that focus specifically on certain areas of town. Is it overlapping? Do you work with them? Are they different entities? How does that work?
We work with them, Dan. So we are intentional about working with them. If there's a project that might fit within their community, we notify them, we hand that along, and we work hand in hand with them to see this happen.
So one, I asked readers what their questions were for Decide DeKalb, and one idea that was put out there that I thought was pretty interesting was this idea of a land bank. And there's a premise, but the general premise of the question is there's a lot of tax-exempt property in South DeKalb, whether it's government-owned property or churches or things like that. And the question was, what does Decide DeKalb think about creating a land bank similar to what they have in Atlanta, where developers and property owners could donate this property to a land bank and potentially set that aside for affordable housing? Do you have any thoughts on that?
So land banks are a great tool in the state of Georgia. Again, I love to speak about tools and making sure you had the right tool for the job. And so in DeKalb County, we actually have a land bank authority already that's been set up, has a functioning board, they have an executive director. So I really encourage the person that asked that question to look more into that. But we have a land bank authority in DeKalb County. And like Decide DeKalb, they're relatively new again. I think this was last year. And so they're actually starting to do work already.
Segue into a different question, sort of the same lines. A lot of these projects that get put together, there's an affordable housing component. Mm-hmm. Can you talk to me about Decide DeKalb's approach to affordable housing when it comes to marrying that with the economic development work that you're doing?
For sure. We are a strong advocate of affordable housing here in DeKalb County. And we are also a strong advocate of placing quality housing and attainable housing at the projects that we support. And this is always a conversation that we have with developers, and this is something that we're always pushing. And so this is something that we're always looking at to make more robust. I would tell you, Dan, that in DeKalb County, we're doing a fantastic job with respect to adding attainable and affordable housing units to DeKalb County, and we'll continue to do that. And this is important, Dan, because we want to make sure we have, again, not only the workforce in place, but the workforce needs to have quality housing, all right? And so while we're always adding and adding new jobs, adding more robust jobs, higher wage jobs, we want to make sure we have quality housing for those folks. So this is something we're definitely advocating for and pushing. And to my earlier comment, with the relaunch of the DeKalb County Land Bank Authority, they'll continue to add to this conversation.
So it's something that I kind of get on a stump about, but the affordable housing piece, a lot of local governments, Decatur, Decide DeKalb, DeKalb County, are doing a lot of the work when it comes to affordable housing. Is there anything that can be done at the state or federal level that would make that work easier for you?
That's a good question, Dan. I think there's conversations already happening at the state level with respect to affordability. Everybody understands the need for this tool and the need to be intentional about driving attainable housing in DeKalb County and municipalities similar to DeKalb. So as those conversations continue to progress, Decide DeKalb will be a part of those conversations and at the table to discuss what makes the most sense for DeKalb County.
What do you think the biggest obstacle DeKalb faces faces right now when it comes to implementing more affordable housing and providing more of that?
So again, Dan, I think we've done a fantastic job with respect to attainable and affordable housing. I think what comes next is a really comprehensive effort across different organizations to deliver more housing. And so I think that's what comes next. But again, we're already headed down that path. There are even studies and reports that support my claim that Decide DeKalb and also DeKalb County is doing a good job by adding more attainable housing units to the stock here in DeKalb.
So let's end with talking about accountability a little bit, because the Decide DeKalb Board is a public entity that we cover. We send reporters to meetings when you have them, because we feel like it's important to keep the public apprised of what's going on with Decide DeKalb and our other local governments. Talk to me about the process for appointing board members. How does that work?
The process for it is out there. Our process for appointing board members doesn't sit with Decide DeKalb. It's with the DeKalb County Board of Commissioners.
So the commission appoints all of them?
Yes.
Okay. And how many members are on the board?
Currently, we have 9 members.
Okay. And are they required to be economic development experts, have certain skill sets? What's the thought there?
They're required to be individuals that really are here for the prosperity and economic development of DeKalb County. So they are typically in the business side. We have some governmental representatives on our board. And the idea is that we want folks that are here for the prosperity of DeKalb County and that want to see the best for the county.
So this isn't a board that's elected like the Board of Commissioners. So what mechanisms of accountability are there? Do the board members have to file ethics disclosures? What are the ways that the process is kept transparent so the public knows what's going on?
So all of our meetings are public. All the BLC meetings are public. And I think that's where our transparency is with respect to your question. So, but I'll take it a step further. Decide DeKalb also is responsible for creation and implementation of a DeKalb County-wide strategic economic development plan. So we do this about every 5 years. That plan, Dan, is what we hold ourselves accountable to, and it really has quantifiable measures to say, all right, we want to see more jobs within this industry, within this employment center, throughout DeKalb County. And that's what we hold ourselves accountable to, as well as our board of directors, and that's what our BOC members, Board of Commissioner members, appoint those members to our board to drive and see happen.
Talk to me about that plan for a second. Was it done recently, or are you due for an update?
We are due for an update. Our latest one was in 2019, and so we're due for an update. So we should be working on it. We are working on the process now to gain insight on it, and it's going to be a very robust process that involves community input, feedback on what economic development should look like for the entirety of DeKalb County.
It, obviously, none of us could predict the future. You know, I wouldn't be doing this job, certainly, but what do you think the big takeaways are going to be from the upcoming plan? What do you expect to see, or what do you anticipate seeing as this plan moves forward and as you strategize for the next 5, 10, 20 years?
So one thing we want to make sure that this plan is really intentional about what's happening in the marketplace, what industries are thriving. I would tell you, Dan, we will see more. It's already in the plan, but our next plan will see more in terms of health and life sciences. We have so much of this already happening in DeKalb County. How do we leverage that more in a more intentional way to grow this industry here in DeKalb County? When you're talking about, again, improving the quality of life for our citizens, higher jobs, higher wage paying jobs, better access to jobs. That's going to be one of those industries. Beyond that, Dan, I mentioned this earlier, we supported the largest project in the history of South DeKalb over at Shadowbox Studios and their expansion. We need to see more of that in South DeKalb because DeKalb County is a county of 800,000. And as we've been moving further and further south, there are so many opportunities in Southern DeKalb County, and we need to take hold of those opportunities. And again, we're going to work for the entirety of DeKalb County. But when you're talking about focusing on these pockets of DeKalb that have opportunities for growth, we want to focus on those as well.
We could do a whole episode about Decide DeKalb, and we might. I'm going to stick a pin in it right there. Dorian, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to join us. I know you're a busy guy, but these are important questions, and this has been very informative, and we just appreciate you joining us so, so much.
Thank you, Dan, for your time, and I appreciate you having me. Look forward to the next one.
So this was episode 15 of the Decatur Dish Show. I'm your host, editor and publisher Dan Wisenhunt. You can find all the local news about DeKalb County on Decaturish.com. If you want to sign up for our daily email and the Decatur Dish email, you can go to locallysourcednews.com. And if you want to support Decaturish, you can visit supportyourlocalnews.com. Another great way to support Decaturish, download that app from Atlanta News First. It's free. It gives you access to this show and all the other great content from our media partners over at Atlanta News First. And it goes a long way to help us and help them and help everyone keep you informed here in DeKalb County. Again, this was the Decatur Dish Show. We're going to see you next week at 12:30, and we'll have